Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Boy, it's time for the Mix 100 Sports Report. Hell of a night last night for sports, huh, Josh?
It was amazing. And the Ball Arena was absolutely rocking because of what happened last night when Brett Kulak, in overtime, became the hero and scored the game-winning goal for the Avs.
Rachis.
Listen to that horn.
Jeez.
How many times did that go up?
8 times. Whoever is in control of the horn, the foghorn at Ball Arena, was feeling it last night, as we all were. Look, the Avs, that game did not start out how they wanted it
to. No.
Weren't they down like by 3?
3 quick goals by the Minnesota Wild to put the Avs and their fans in complete shock. Like, I was actually at the game last night. It was dead silent in the first period. Everybody was down. We were like, this was the game we were supposed to close out.
I'm leaving early.
Yeah. Okay, so that was the case for a lot of people as the game progressed. The Avs took 58 minutes to tie up that entire game. And so there was a lot of people that I was like, they're hitting the exit rows early. Avs come back. Nathan MacKinnon ties it up. Electric. It was absolutely electric scene when he tied it up and then eventually the game winner in overtime. That was one of the loudest I've ever heard Ball Arena be. And I've been to 1,000 games there. The atmosphere was electric. Nathan MacKinnon said it was electric. He said the fans were. It was just amazing being there. The Avs do finally put the Minnesota Wild to Betty Bye.
Bye-bye.
They go on to the Western Conference Finals.
So it's
first
Golden
time.
Knights or Ducks, right? Is
yes.
that next?
Okay. It's Golden Knights or Ducks. They play tonight. The Knights are up 3-2, so it could be the Knights after tonight.
From what I understand, we essentially have the cup in the bag, though.
Well, oh geez.
Am I not supposed to say that?
No.
Say,
knock
on
wood. Experts are saying we've already got the cup.
The
Holy Toledo.
That's right.
Is that not good?
Well, I'm not superstitious. I'm a little stitious.
Who do you want them to play, the Knights or the Ducks?
I think I would probably prefer the Ducks. I think the Avs are better than both teams.
Just the history with the Knights, right? That's what we don't like.
Yeah, there's a history. Knights are a good team. Yeah. They're a very good team. The Duckies are kind of the first. This is their first experience if they get to the Western Conference Final in a long time. So.
Is Emilio Estevez still the coach?
Emilio!
what was that guy?
Quack. Was it's Gordon? Martin Gore.
It was Martin
Gordon Bombay.
Yes.
Gordon Bombay.
Is he still the coach?
Thank you.
I would say no.
Gordy.
All right, that's Jer on Sports there. Katie's got a crop top hack for all the ladies out there. What you got?
Okay, so it is called the Crop Tuck Band. And I, at first, was like, this is dumb. Why are we wasting our money on that? And then I looked into it, and I was like, okay, maybe we have ourselves an invention here. I actually kind of like it.
What? Real quick.
Yeah.
I'm ignorant when it comes to the crop top. Is that above the belly button?
Yeah. So a shirt that is showing off your midriff.
Gotcha.
Is essentially a crop top.
Okay.
And what this does is it takes any shirt that you have. So if you've got like a t-shirt, you could turn it into a crop top.
Yeah.
Without cutting it and destroying it.
Oh,
so that's a big thing.
Okay.
If you see like a lot of the trends that Gen Z does especially is they'll take a t-shirt and they'll cut it. And they'll make it a crop top.
You're like,
but
no.
You essentially ruin it for wearing that shirt the regular way ever, right?
My old Nirvana t-shirt,
yes,
no.
You've taken all the fabric away, never to be seen again. But this crop tuck band actually is like a rubber band you put on underneath your shirt. And it brings up the fabric. No, I'm liking
it. Hold up. So
yes.
You put the rubber band around your skin, essentially, right?
Essentially. Yeah. And then it has different variations of tightness, so you can tighten it to your waist specification.
Okay.
But I do, at first, like, because I saw the comments, right? That's what got me going, is they're like, why don't you just tuck your shirt in or buy a crop top to begin with? But this essentially takes a t-shirt and makes it 2 different pieces of clothing. So I'm kind of on board with it now. It looks like a belt almost. But it's a little thinner than that because you don't want the belt outline.
Well, this one stretches
to
too, right?
Exactly. So
belt
it's almost
stretch
like
too.
It's almost like it, they do stretch, but this is almost like just a string.
It's like a rubber band.
It's like a rubber band.
Just a
exactly.
giant rubber band.
Whereas a belt is a little thicker, and so you're going to be able to see that under the shirt. I know you're laughing, but
I'm sorry. Like if you are doing this, like we're going out for the night. Where's my belly rubber band?
Where's my crop tuck band?
And you're, I mean, come on.
No, I
look at yourself in the mirror. What are you doing? With your life.
It's funny because I was with you at first. I was like, who's making money off this? And now I'm like, gosh, I wish I made this first because you make a lot of money off this. It's not just with t-shirts. It's with sweaters, if you will.
You can do it with your hoodie right
tank
now.
Tank tops. With my hoodie, I could have a crop top hoodie right now.
Who's
if
doing
I
crop top
to.
Hoodies?
That's a thing.
See,
oh,
you
it's
know
a
what?
Thing.
Okay, it's a thing, Jeremy.
It's a thing.
You got to have a good belly, too.
Yeah. Yeah, why are you?
Is there
looking
a warning label
like
on these? Then
no, and you know you don't really have to have a good belly.
They need to put these behind the counter like cigarettes.
No, so you can
share
me.
What?
Anybody can
look
get your crop top on. Anybody can
you
crop top.
You need to go.
There's no rules.
Up to the counter at Walgreens and be like, I need a crop top belly holder.
Crop top band.
Crop top band, and they got it. They're like, they check your ID. First, and then they
measure you.
Then they look at your weight on your ID.
No, that's not happening.
And then they give you elevator eyes, and they're like, "I can't do this."
Crop tops are flattering.
I'm sorry, I can't sell you
for
this.
All body shapes, though, that's the thing is they are because they really accentuate your waist. And so I don't know why you're looking at me like that.
The crop top is not good for all body types.
It is because it accentuates your waist, and if, I don't know why. It does.
You ever heard of a Dunlop?
A Dunlop?
A Dunlop?
No.
My what? Stomach Dunlop over my belt.
Oh, that's so mean. I've seen a few Dunlops in my life, actually.
So have I. But that's still. Why there needs to be a warning label on these and behind the counter at Walgreens.
Yeah, but
you can send your hate mail to Jeremy at mix100.com.
There we go. Thank you for that part, though.
Well, let's get you updated on all the big stories of the day. I guess Netflix had their big upfront presentation yesterday, which is basically them going up there and pounding their chest about all the great things that they're going to be releasing on the flicks.
Oh.
Some of them look really interesting. Before I get into that, I actually laid in bed last night, and I got about halfway through the Kevin Hart roast
on
Netflix.
Oh, I heard that's hilarious.
Yes. No? How is that still a thing?
The roasting?
It is, I mean, horrific, the
it
things
is.
That they say.
It is, but I also...
It's bad.
I get it, but I think that comedians, like, they need to protect that. They need to protect their right to talk about things that they think are
completely
funny.
Completely agree.
I mean, and they offend people. That's what comedians do.
It is
do.
So offensive.
And honestly, the whole purpose of a roast is just that. I mean, they'll clown on you if you don't get up there
I
and
get
give it.
It
you know?
I understand it.
And so,
I really do. I'm for it.
Yes.
And I think it's great to see people not taking life so damn serious.
Yeah.
And comics are good at that.
Yeah.
But I kind of was like, I don't think I'm going to watch the rest of this.
Oh, no. It was like that.
I was like, oh, my.
See, I heard it was so funny.
And I'm not a puckered dude, but no. I was like.
It was funny.
I was like, okay, this is.
It was dark.
Yeah.
It was
I mean,
real dark.
The things they said about, like, some of the people that were on the dais up there, it
yeah.
was.
Well, it's
just like
again,
personal against
do.
Chelsea Handler. Like, people.
Which, side note, she looked great.
She did.
Chelsea Handler said about 50 Cent and Kevin Hart. That joke was my favorite of
solid.
The whole night. It was so funny. But yeah.
But I'm just surprised there isn't, like, all the puckered people out there outside with their picket signs saying, we got to stop this.
Oh, I'm sure there are. They're just not really caring because, again, it's they need to protect the sanctity of comedy roast.
Yep. Yep. I get it. I'm
know?
For it. I'm with you. But
me too.
Even I was like, I don't think I yeah. should put this in my mind for the rest of the night. I think
no,
I'm done here.
Thank you.
Anyway, they also announced that K-pop Demon Hunters is officially hitting the road with a global concert tour. You're welcome, parents with small children. We love K-pop Demon Hunters.
Yeah, you're going to hear more of that. Yay!
Yeah, more golden. More golden.
They're going up, up, up.
Netflix held its... never mind. I just said that. Grown Ups 3 is going to be coming out with Sandler.
Adam Sandler!
The Sandman.
Yes!
Adam Sandler said it's going to be back. No word on casting or plot details, but I would imagine it's going to be the same crew from the first two. And then the one that kind of made me laugh a little bit was... Nick Cannon's going to star in a Netflix docuseries premiering later this year, documenting his life raising 12 children with six different women.
I was going to say, it has to do with his multitude of children, right? Like, that's what it has to do with.
But... while managing his entertainment career. He's just juggling all sorts of stuff, isn't he?
You ever seen that video of him trying to name all his kids?
No.
He can't do it. He forgot one, and he's like, I cannot remember the kid.
What's her name again?
Keep it in your pants, bro.
I know.
Exactly.
What's the local stuff?
Okay, so yesterday morning, actually, when we were still doing the show, a cyber truck crashed into a preschool right here in Lone Tree. Happened about 8:30 in the morning, and it caused a fire there, too. Part of the story that just... oh, it makes you just a little sad for the grandparent that was in the car with two little kids.
Oh, it was a grandparent.
It was a grandparent.
Oh, so this kind of tracks.
Yeah, there was two little kiddos in the car with them, and thankfully everyone's okay. Thankfully everybody's doing okay, but it was a grandparent.
Because immediately I was like, terrorism, or,
a
drunk driver, but it was grandmama.
Just hit the wrong pedal.
It was Pap-Pap.
Yeah, that's what it was. And you know that... as a parent, if you heard this story and your kid went to this school and the grandparent was dropping him off,
you're like, oh, God, don't let it be me, Ma.
Please don't let it
be me, Ma. Don't
let
it be me, Ma.
Oh, no. Goodness gracious. But again, thankfully, everybody's okay. This preschool is going to remain closed. Obviously, they're going to have to do a few things to get it back up to code and whatnot.
Sure.
But, oh,
God,
my
that's
goodness.
Dangerous because those battery-powered cars, man, they can go up in flames and it takes forever to put them out and thousands of gallons of water.
And that's what happened was the Cybertruck, that little fire it ignited, just kind of spread.
Mima.
And, caused some problems. But, again, thankfully, Mima's okay. She may just take
whoopsies!
She's maybe a passenger from now on.
Why is Mima in a Cybertruck?
Oh, poor Mima. I know.
Give Mima a little Mini
Mima
Cooper.
Mima was real cool until she mistook the
why isn't Mima in an old Buick?
Oh, I know. She should be in an old Buick. Exactly. She doesn't need backup cameras. You don't know how those work, Mima. Okay, so this guy, I laughed so hard when I saw this story, but this is total just complete, I don't know. So this guy tried to break into Copper Mountain, right? And ski. Yeah, totally. Like, homie walked into the resort, tried going up the hill, and the ski patrol folks were like, hey, guy, we're closed. And he didn't care, right? He just kept going. He went up anyway, completely disregarding what they said. So they called the cops. Like, ski patrol was like, we got to get this guy off the mountain, right? So the deputy sheriff came and rode up on a snowmobile with the ski patrol to find this guy who was just taking laps down the mountain like crazy.
What's his entitlement issue?
The entitlement is exactly it. And so the
cop, the rich guy problem is this guy rolling around with?
It drove me crazy. So anyway, he comes down the mountain. You got the ski patrol and the deputy there waiting for him saying, hey, we told you couldn't do this. And he still was uncooperative. Still.
Was this guy on something?
No. Can you believe this guy? He was
on loaded in crypto, probably.
Exactly. He was just issued a court summons, and he may face a fine of like $1,000. But I'm like,
that's it?
You
deployed. Do we know if he was
patrol,
rich? Like, and just
I'm
entitled.
Sure he was.
Is that
come
what it,
on.
You think that's what it was?
This isn't a poor
allegedly.
Person.
He's like, my name's Copper. This is my mountain.
I know, exactly. So, yeah, but what a crazy story coming out of
was it Mima in her Cybertruck?
I know, right? She's like,
she hit the gas and end up halfway up the hill.
I don't know how I got here.
Might as well slid on. Down. Mima, no.
Don't do it.
No, Mima.
Oh, and this is something that we already knew this. Colorado is the second best state, rather, for animals.
Oh.
So they're talking
like mooses?
Yeah, well, pet friendliness with cats and dogs, domesticated animals.
Oh, so, I want mooses.
Well, I'm sure we like our moose, too, right? But the state, we are praised for our high rates of pet ownership as well as our robust animal protection laws. We also have strong conservation efforts. So they're saying as a whole. So maybe that does include the mooses.
Mm-hmm.
But also, this is an interesting stat that I saw. Do you know 86% of our rental listings, so like apartments for rent, houses for rent, they are animal friendly?
Would you look at that?
That's unlike any state in the entire country. So I thought that was a really nice stat to kind of flex.
Well, they like that extra little bit of income every month,
too. That's what I'm saying.
They love those pet deposits that you'll never get back.
Pet deposits.
They'll smell something.
Exactly. What is that stain?
Yeah. Bring your cat. It's going to be $1,000.
And speaking of animals, watch out for bears. even more so this year. So I know we have to do that every year in our state here, but with the warm, non-existent winter that we had, bears are out earlier and in full force. So already there have been 98 bear sightings reported in Colorado, and in May, that is 77% higher than the year-end total of last year. Can you believe that? So we have so many bears out. I mean,
we're just animal friendly here.
I know we are animal friendly, but just this week alone, I saw stories about a bear being trapped in a window well. I saw yesterday.
Help me, I'm in a window well.
In Erie, there was a black bear just taking a nap up in a tree somewhere.
I'm a tired bear.
Yes. And so if I don't know if you knew this, but there are no grizzly bears in Colorado. We only have black bears. So the black bears are a little less.
They'll be moving in, though, once they hear how great animals are here in Colorado.
The grizzly bears.
We love animals.
The grizzly bears
We're packing up shop and moving to Colorado.
Yes, I can see that. The migration of the grizzlies. But I didn't realize this about the bears, too, is that when they do see them out and about in the human habitats, like if you have a bear who got into a dumpster, say, and they have to be tagged, like if the animal control officers and whatnot, they'll have to get that bear and tag them and then relocate them, right? They only get one more chance. So if they're caught doing that again, they euthanize
them. Two strikes are out.
I know. And so this is very important because the last thing we want.
I don't
is
like
to
that
see,
at all.
No, I
they
hate
should at least
that.
Get three strikes.
That's what I thought. You
three
know?
Strikes.
But they're saying this, like, okay, and just so you know.
And they're not rabid. They're just
not,
hungry.
They're just hungry. They're just.
I don't
in,
like
they're just
this.
In their own habitat. But you will be, you know, happy to know that that relocation effort, it really does work because when they relocate a bear, only 25% of them become repeat offenders.
Oh, so they get them way out
there. So it works. They've seen this work for years and years and
they
years.
They dump them out in like Durango.
They're asking you to just do your part, right? We know all about the trash and making sure it's secure. And they have all kinds of things that they implement in those little small mountain towns, too, like mats that have electricity go through them. Have you seen those? Like,
no, but I want
houses?
One.
I know, just for your mother-in-law. That's
you stole my joke!
I'm sorry. I knew where you were going with that.
You're right. I want Not one wrong. Right on my front doorstep so when my mother-in-law shows up.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Something horrible's happened.
Oh, no.
Yep.
What?
Something bad has happened.
You okay?
I got to show you something.
Oh, goodness. He's getting up. What?
What are you doing?
I'm reaching in my pocket.
Okay.
What do I have in my pocket?
You got some Lifesaver mints. Quite a few Lifesaver. Why do you have all those?
The transformation is beginning.
You walking around with mints in your pocket?
Transformation into an old man.
Yeah, I'd say that's one of the notes there.
Yeah. And I'll walk around. With mints in my pocket.
It's like 10 individually wrapped Lifesaver mints.
I got one on hand whenever I need a mint. The transformation is happening.
Just in case you need to start up a conversation and you need fresh breath.
Need a mint. That's what old guys do. If I had a shirt, I have a polo shirt on today. If I had the little pocket up front, you know, I'd probably put like a glasses case in that.
Absolutely.
And some mints.
I think
some Werther's Originals in there.
Need to go buy you some black licorice you can snack
no.
on.
Oh, I've noticed this like over the past like couple weeks.
Yeah.
Like Nicole bought a big bag of the Lifesavers mints at Sam's.
Uh-huh.
And I'm throwing them in my pocket constantly now. And I'm like, oh my God, this is what my grandpa used
yes.
to do. Grandpa would always have a mint or a piece of gum or a candy in his pocket. And he would always be, you know, eating it or handing you one random pocket candy, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
A used tissue you offered other people. Is that going to come next?
Like, what is going on right now?
Ah, you're starting to get those old man tendencies.
So Nick Nack really hates it because, you know, she'll throw a load of, like, jeans or something into the wash, and she goes and pulls them out, and there's, like, candy in there.
You can't even remember to take it out?
It's all,
you're even
sticky in there.
Losing your memory?
And, yeah.
Oh, my God. Is she using the washing machine right, though? I guess that's my next question.
What do you mean?
Well, there's this story rolling around about a woman who finally found out that she actually got, like, the shock of a lifetime because she's been using one of her settings on her washer wrong for years. And I read the story, and I was like,
is there a candy cycle?
Holy crap. Like, there should be. There should be at least a
What's
reminder to check the pockets. But she said she was today years old when she found out that heavy on your washing machine meant heavy items being washed. That's what she thought. It's actually heavily soiled items. So it's like things
that get oil on them.
Things that are
like my mother-in-law's clothes.
Concentrated.
It's the heavy cycle.
Not the things that weigh a lot. That's what she thought. And honestly, when I looked at my cycle, that's what I thought it meant also. Heavy is that this is where the heavy clothes go in,
right? I don't
want
to hear how heavy your cycle is.
Well,
right
no,
now.
But I'm just saying, like the you know, blankets and things that you put in and
yes,
think that those weigh
that's
a lot.
Your comforters,
that
right?
That should be the heavy cycle. No, it's
this
not.
This is for extra dirt?
Extra dirt. So
I
if
have
you
no
like
idea.
Are a mechanic, if you, you know, the oh. kids, you know, uniforms when they play soccer, like those things should go in the heavy cycle, not your big heavy blankets and towels. And it blew my mind. Absolutely blew my mind. And so many people came out and said it. I mean, there's a 66-year-old woman who was like, I am 66 years old learning this today. So it just
Who's using the different cycles, though,
you know,
is my questions. There's the delicate, there's the quick, there's the heavy.
What do you mean?
Normal 24/7.
I was going to say, I don't change it.
Every load I put in is normal.
Normal.
No. It's crazy talk. Are you for real?
Just come smell my clothes.
Are you for real?
You can
real
use
right
normal
now?
On every cycle.
No,
yeah.
You know. No. Oh my gosh, no. You need to change the settings on the temperature as well as what cycle you're going to set it on.
I adjust temperature for various things.
Well, I know, but normal's only for your clothes. Now you know what heavy's for. There's bulky, and that's where the, you know, blankets and whatnot are put into.
It's all crap. It's
no.
all the same
no,
cycle.
Because each cycle does different things. Like the wash is longer for the heavily soiled ones. It's got hotter temperature for towels and blankets.
How soiled are your clothes?
Well, that's the thing.
Don't answer that.
Your regular clothes are
I
not.
I know how you eat.
That's
so
why the normal
Your delicates probably should be washed on heavy is my
You should talk about my
delicates, assumption that your delicates are heavily soiled is my just a hunch.
No, those are
you're like whatever. Granny panties.
No.
You know what drives my wife insane is you know I'm a big fan. Of like every man on the planet. I end up with a pile on my floor. It's next to the bed.
Or
it's
the
just
chair.
A pile, or it's on a chair, or I leave things in the bathroom.
Totally.
And it pisses her off because she'll go do the laundry, and she's like, "I'm not sorting through all your stuff that's laying everywhere in the room." So she generally gathers everything up and throws it in one pile. Right? I think probably many wives do that. You just throw it into a pile on the floor. So I'll walk in on a day where I'm like, you know, that pile's gotten big enough. I will scoop everything up. Go down, shove it all in the wash, from towels to jeans to hoodies to underpants, whatever. All in there, normal, on cold, and wash it. And it all comes out just fine.
This shocks
me. One big load, done and done.
This actually shocks me about you. Like, you are such a control.
I'm a time saver.
I just thought for sure you'd be separating your darks and your whites. And
no, you know. I'll just do one gigantic clothes load and be done with it.
Oh, I'm a little disappointed.
No, you should
lie.
Be a little shocked.
I'm just a little.
We've been fed these lies for years and years that you have to do different cycles and different temperatures and all that. One load, one heat setting, whatever it is, 50 minutes, done and done. Move on with your life.
I don't know if I agree.
Just make sure you get all the candy out of the pockets.
Exactly. That part, though.
I know. I just blew your mind, right? Shocking.
A little bit, yeah.
Hi, Val.
Hi, Jeremy.
You mad at me?
You're nuts.
You're nuts?
Tell him, Val.
That is so crazy.
Why?
I mean, you now put towels have a different fabric on it. Jeans have a different fabric on it. Then you got your nice clothes. And then you got your T-shirts. It's like... Oh, my God, that's crazy. Just because the laundry says 15 loads can go in there doesn't mean you do it.
Yeah.
No, and here's a little fun fact. You can actually put 20 loads in there all at once.
No, you can't.
I know. It drives me nuts when my kids do that.
Listen, it just drives me nuts.
My clothes look perfectly fine. They smell fresh and clean. They're not spotted and stained. It works every single time.
Yeah, I will.
There's
say,
no difference.
Val, his
They're
clothes
only not spotted and stained because you know how to eat.
No, I soil myself constantly, Val. What were you gonna say, Katie? Well,
you know, your clothes are in tip-top shape, which is what shocks me. I just assume Knick Knack did them. But to know that you're just throwing all your clothes in at once, I'm surprised your whites aren't pink. Seriously.
And then your whites turn gray.
Yes, they turn
dingy. Whatever color.
Yeah.
No. As long as you're not.
Why buy a white shirt if you're going to do that?
There's one caveat. Like, if I get a new shirt or something, I will make sure it is in a load that Knick Knack separates, like maybe in the darks or something like that, because I know better that if I get a bright red shirt that's brand new, I don't want to put that in with everything because I know the colors will bleed. That's just because it's new, right? But once that baby's been through the wash two or three times, ain't no bleeding going on all together. Val.
Your sigh.
Val, don't be mad at me. Don't be mad at me. I want you, listen, I like you. You were very brave to call in. I want you to be very brave the next time you do laundry and just try it one time.
Can't.
You don't do it, Val. Don't listen to him.
Val, don't ever.
I even use different laundry stuff for different loads.
Be brave. You're wasting money. You're wasting time. Please, just once.
I love Val. Uncomfortable.
Val, don't ever call us again, Val. No.
Underwear and towels together. I couldn't do it.
No. Yeah.
All right. Ooh. You know what? You're throwing money away and you're throwing time away, Val. So you do you. But listen, it was very kind of you to call in today.
Have a great day.
Awesome.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thanks, Val.
I feel
Bye.
Like I ruined her life. Does anyone get that vibe off of Val? Like, I completely ruined her life?
She was so disappointed in you.
The sigh.
This is nuts.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
So there's a controversial story out this morning coming from a woman who's gone viral on TikTok for a video where she is literally sobbing her eyes out.
Oh,
she's
no.
crying like crazy, and she's very upset over men wearing flip-flops. Do you want just a taste of what she said?
Please. I
want
to hear all about it.
Can men please stop wearing flip-flops? It's really gross.
She's really crying.
That's the gist of her entire video.
Oh.
Can men please stop wearing flip-flops? It's really gross.
It's a snotty cry.
There is snot. There is tears. There is passion.
That is full-on Blair Witch Project crying into the camera.
She is saying, yes, there's like snot. Oh, God. Anyway, and I guess a lot of ladies are commenting on this and say, you know, this is actually serious stuff.
Oh.
Men everywhere need to stop wearing flip-flops. The consensus of most of the comments is that the toe hair. A lot of ladies can't look down and see our toe hair.
Yeah,
it grosses you out.
It's dark.
Oh, what does it say here?
I mean, it's gross. And if your feet look like they're about to come out from the sky and snatch something from the sea, you should put those away, right? It is really gross.
Somebody else said sandals are fine, but flip-flops are over the line. So I don't really understand the difference. I guess like a good-looking dress sandal.
Well, and I think a sandal.
Like a slide?
Yeah, a slide covers a lot more of that hairy area too, right? Like you're not seeing the little, you know, dark hairs peek out over the slide, but in a flip-flop or, you know, the thong, whatever you want to call
Bears
it.
Bears all.
There's hardly any coverage on those flip-flops, so it is really gross.
One woman commented, the worst combination is jeans and flip-flops.
Yeah.
That's not a good look, I don't think. I will only throw on that type of look if we're like in a tropical destination, and I got some lighter pants on.
Yes.
And then I'll have some flip-flops on.
Yeah,
slides.
If you're walking
What's wrong
around
with that?
The beach in swim shorts, get your flip-flop on.
No,
I think that's fine.
To this TikToker.
I agree with you in the sense that, like, there's a time and a place for the flip-flop. But, you know, you shouldn't just be completely denied the flip-flop joy.
I don't like it because it rubs in between my toes. Like, yeah. Sometimes if you get a too firm of a flip-flop,
yeah.
You get some chafing in there.
You have to build a callus. That's what you do there.
One woman commented on this video, "Oh, girl, my husband has orthopedic flip-flops."
Oh, no.
And somebody commented, "This is horrendous." And another woman commented, "Good luck with your divorce. You've got this." Yeah. Orthopedic flip-flops.
I don't even want to see that one.
Listen, I'm going to tell you something right now. I do like my slides. I have slides. It's fine. I have one pair of flip-flops that are money. They're so comfortable. But you know what makes it worse?
What?
They're Crocs brand.
Oh.
So they're Crocs flip-flops.
But
game changer in the world of the flippy floppy.
I can't hate on
and those the flopping flipping.
The Croc flip flops are actually one of their nicer pairs of footwear, I think. Like,
it's
I
a
really
solid flip flop.
It really is. So if that's what you're rocking, be proud.
I don't want to brag, but they were like $40 flip flops.
Where's your flip flop pride? Anyway.
So my only beef, then one other thing I'll add on about the flip flop is when you see somebody wearing them at the office or they're walking around somewhere where it's fairly quiet. And you hear the stickiness coming off their feet, too. Yeah. Not only do you hear the...
Yeah.
You know, when they're walking, but you hear...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
As their sweaty heel comes off the flip-flop and then slaps.
Yeah.
It's no, gross to me.
That is a gross sound.
It's up there with, like, people slurping their soup, you know?
Yeah.
Or hearing people chew. It's the...
And any, like, if I wear a shoe that does that, immediately I'm self-conscious about it. I'm like, I know everybody's hearing me.
You're the loudest person in the room.
Yeah. I'm coming.
I'm judging you.
I know you are. But, yeah, I'm glad we, you know, went through these flip-flop rules because they should be more broadcasted. I feel like more people should know about the flip-flop rules because it is really gross.
This was important information this morning?
It really was,
This is what life's all about.
You're
right now.
Welcome.
This is real life. We're not on here talking about gas prices, you
no.
guys. No. Nah, talking about real life.
How's your flip-flop game?
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
Ooh. I told you it was coming up. I hope you're prepared. It is time to think quick because it is time for Fast Five. If you'd like to play and you've never played before, we've been getting a bunch of messages from newbies today, people that have never tuned into the show. Try to call in.
Yeah.
All of our new text message friends. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649 will get you in the studios here at Mix 100 to play Fast Five. We'll get you on the air, get to know you. We'll become besties. We'll get those little necklaces that are hearts that break apart and we'll wear them.
Oh.
That's how this works.
Can we really get those?
No.
Oh. Man.
I'll give you a category, start a 10-second timer, and within those 10 seconds, you got to give me five things that have to do with that category. So if you think you can pull it off, 303-691-1649. Give us some examples of ones we've done in the past.
Don't
Katie.
Be surprised if I buy you a necklace tomorrow.
That'd
but
be funny.
You've asked for things like five things that you find on your vision board or five famous mob bosses. It was Cassandra who won it yesterday, who named five famous cartoon mice. Remember Minnie, Mickey, three blind ones,
Jerry,
I believe.
Mighty Mouse.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. So, yeah, that's the thing about the game, though, is you never know which way the categories are going to go.
Yeah, yeah. You might get something that you're like, damn, I'm an expert. Or you're like, I know nothing and I'm an idiot.
Don't know mice.
I don't even know my name right now. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. If you've never played Fast Five before, give us a call. Now, we do give you a prize if you win.
It's a really good prize this week. So we're going to hook you up with a pair of tickets to Taste of Elidge for the weekend. So that is where they have over 30 different chefs on hand there at Elidge Gardens to feed you. Seven unique cuisine zones. So they've got like the Italian zone, the Mexican zone, Asian cuisine as well on hand. So all kinds of food for you to test out with Taste of Elidge. And that's what you're winning today with Fast Five. Yay
for you. All right, listen, if you guys get placed on hold, don't hang up. Okay, don't hang up. It means you're in. You're just on hold. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. And first up to bat is Amber. Hi, Amber.
Hi, how's it going?
Well, we're super dupes. How are you, Amber?
Super dupes.
Super dupes as well. We're all super dupes. What are you doing today? Anything fun?
I am cleaning a new client's house.
Oh, you're a house cleaner.
Yeah.
And you're new to cleaning.
We should move
this
on.
One.
No, we should move on. My wife might hear this.
Oh.
She's been bugging me for a little house cleaner help for years because she's very busy. But I always,
you know, you got to get the best of the best, Jeremy.
I know, but I always feel like you guys will snoop through my underwear drawer. So.
Heck no.
No.
I don't know. I got some pretty good looking underwear.
You may want, you might find yourself not being able to control yourself, Amber.
That's right.
They say super dupes.
Yeah, I have super dupes underwear. So what makes you the best and better than everybody else?
Just detail oriented. My energy. Okay. It's that Amber energy.
It is. And she doesn't look through your underwear. Also
right.
That.
All right, Amber energy. That's funny. All right. What do you charge?
$30 an hour.
That's not bad. Hey, I may hire you for something. $30 an hour, really?
Yeah.
Oh, Amber.
I got to ask you something. Everyone's like, just play the game, Jerry. Hold on. Like, would you, can I give you, like, my own rags and, like, vacuum?
Yeah,
and
come with everything.
But I don't want everything because that's all the
I'm
stuff you.
I'm too OCD to use your stuff. I like to clean my own rags at the end of each day.
No, see, and I'm too, like... I'm too OCD to use all the rags that you've used in everyone else's houses.
No, it's a brand new, fresh and clean.
All right, I'm not hiring you, Amber. All right, let's play the game.
I may hit you up, though.
Yeah, Katie's fine with other people's germs. That's fine. All right, Amber, are you ready, my friend?
Possibly.
No sequels, no help, but I need 5 movies about dancing. Go.
Just Dance.
Okay.
Step Up.
Yeah.
Crap. Grease?
Hey, I would have accepted Grease. Sure.
Man.
I'd have to look the first 2 up that you said, but I think you probably got 3.
No, you said Step Up?
Yeah.
But yeah, there that's is a step dance up. Yeah.
How about Footloose? A Dirty Dancing is in the
title. Dirty Dancing.
Amber, you're so sweet. Thank you for calling in and having some fun with us.
I appreciate you guys. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Bye, Amber. Have fun cleaning.
We got a Brit on the line. Hi, Brit.
Hi.
What are you doing today?
Going to my son's field day at school.
Oh, nice.
It's field day.
My daughter just had her field day. I always enjoyed field day, but you know what sucks? And it's stupid. I don't know if it's like this at your school. They don't hand out ribbons anymore for first, second, third.
I know, because we're raising soft generation of kids.
Thank
who
you.
Everyone, yes. They should do it. Yeah. I remember working so hard to win those ribbons, but now it's just everyone gets a participation trophy.
Yep, it's total awful. Crap.
Not everybody gets a ribbon.
Where's the incentive to work harder if you're going to win no matter what? I hate it.
Absolutely.
I still have my ribbons.
Right?
From Pfeiffer Elementary.
The blue ones were the best, right? Like, first place.
Yes.
Yeah, first place.
I'm glad you're on Team Jer Bear here.
Same.
These kids need... ribbons. Yes.
Those ribbons were important.
Absolutely.
Why don't you raise a stink at field day today?
I know. Bring your own ribbons.
What I have to say.
Where's the ribbons?
I should bring my own
you
ribbons.
Should, Brittany.
I should.
Oh,
that'd
be awesome. Yes. Just go randomly hand them to
and
kids.
And tell all the random kids that lose and don't do good, get in their face and be like, you lost and you suck.
Right? You know, you don't get
I should
kid.
Do that.
You'll thank me later for this, but you suck today.
Oh, no.
Yes.
All right, let's play the game.
A little kinder than
that. And guess what? We're gonna play the game right now, and if you lose, I'm still not going to let you like get a prize, all right? That's life.
Okay. Yeah, everyone should get a prize.
Nope.
The lady who just called in, she should get a prize, too.
Nope.
We're going to raise soft kids.
Nope, not happening, Brit. Not on this show.
Brittany's fired up.
Perfect.
Your letter is H, like hippopotamus. H. Okay. H. I need 5 different candies that start with that letter H. Go.
High chews.
Yep.
Let's see here. Hershey Kisses.
Yep.
Haribo gummy bears.
Yep.
Hot tamales. Heath bar.
Did you say what?
Heath bar.
Yep.
The Heath bar. Yeah.
The Heath bar. God, I love the Heath bar.
I love that you just came in hot, so much fire, and I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Brittany.
Yes.
You get a ribbon today.
Yeah.
Yes. Because I'm a winner. Yes.
Brittany, say Jeremy play the Winnie Win sound.
Jeremy, play the Winnie Win sound.
Yeah!
I love this Fast Five today.
Yeah, Katie's a former fatty, so
no.
She loves candy.
Well, no, that's not the reason.
No?
But
why?
We can go with that. You know what? We'll go with that.
I've seen some pictures, Brit. She was thick.
She ate a lot of Heath bars.
I did. He's not lying, but
yeah, I'm not being mean. Like, Katie loved the Heath bars.
Brit, I'm gonna put you on hold, and we'll come back and tell you all about that prize. Congratulations!
Great job, Brittany. Woo!
Thank you.
Thank you, girlfriend. That is how it's done, right there. That is how we play Fast Five and Good News. We'll do it all again tomorrow morning, 7:30, with Jeremy and Katie and Josh here at Denver's Mix 100.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
So this is the part of the program where we take some listener messages and we read them on the air, and you guys get to sound off about what's going on in people's lives. We call it Show Wants to Know. And this one actually came from a topic that was brought up a couple days ago when we were talking about naked, being naked. And we were like, we should make this a topic where did somebody walk in on you, like, when you were naked?
Mm-hmm.
Like, who spied with their little eye, you, naked.
In your birthday suit.
And Carrie actually wrote in. She said, I heard your talk about being naked. She said, believe it or not, last weekend, my boyfriend and I stayed at his grandparents' house for a family barbecue. We slept downstairs in their basement, which apparently has zero privacy because at 7 a.m., his grandma, just casually opened the door, walked right in while I was completely naked trying to find my clothes. She says, I was completely naked. She said, I actually had one leg in my underwear trying to hop across the room.
Oh,
that's awkward.
I'm so awkward.
That's getting jiggy with it.
A lot
it
of
right
jiggle.
There. That's a little jiggle, jiggle. Grandma froze and said, oh, my goodness, and backed out slowly. She says, I wanted to dissolve into the carpet. That's a great line. Now she keeps being extra nice to me. I don't know if it makes it better or worse. Tell me I'm not the only person who's accidentally been seen naked by somebody they absolutely did not want seeing them naked. Love you guys. You make me laugh, and that's from Carrie.
Oh, Carrie.
Oh, naked Carrie in her underpants. Okay, so we will open up phone lines right now.
Yeah.
We want to talk to some people. When were you caught naked? When did somebody see a boobie? 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Do you want to tell yours really quick
Should
about
I
the
tell,
gym?
Yeah, because that happened right when I moved into my new spot. So we're talking over a year ago now. But I was so excited that they had a gym at my new apartment complex, and I couldn't wait to go out and try it. And I went downstairs to get all my lifting the weights on. And I turned to my left, and there was like a hot guy there as well, and my boob fell out.
There it is.
Like right in front of him, like in the way
Clap.
He looked at me. I have not been back to that gym ever since, like over a year now.
Just
I
in
have
case
not
you see him.
Stepped foot in that gym because
you
of
haven't
that.
Stepped boob in that gym.
I know,
at all.
Like none of them, neither one of them. But yeah, how embarrassing. And I could not, like, and I didn't even know I did it at first. So I'm just like continuing to lift and almost making eye contact.
You're like,
and
yeah.
He's like, his mouth is open. He's like,
he's like, dang.
Yeah. I mean, you like just asked him a number.
Am like, I turned on or disgusted right now? I don't know.
No, he was turned on, Jeremy.
Oh, come yeah. On. You rolled it back up and put it back in the bra. That's what we're talking about this morning. When were you caught naked? Somebody got a little peek at you. Some really funny messages coming in on the text line. No Name says, I got home from the gym, started changing in my room with the curtains open. My roommate later told me that the neighbors were outside and they saw me.
They got a show.
Dang. Vanessa wrote in and says, I was changing after a race. It must be like a 5K or something.
Okay.
In a parking garage. She's like, I got down next to my car. I was full on naked. And then I noticed the security cameras everywhere about halfway through my nakedness. She just wrote back. She just wrote, naked.
Well, you caught me.
Yeah, some security guy somewhere is like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, right?
So when were you caught naked? 303-691-1649. I already got some calls lined up. Here's Melody. Hi, Melody.
Hi.
Hi, good morning. So were you caught naked or did you see somebody?
I was caught.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. What's the story?
I had some roommates when I was younger, and I shared a bathroom with one of my male roommates. And midday, I was cleaning the shower naked, because isn't that what everybody does?
Oh, yeah.
And I guess he came home for lunch midday and just walked in our shared bathroom, and I screamed, and he, you know, freaked out. And when I came out of the bathroom, he said, "What were you doing?" And I said, "I'm cleaning the bathroom naked." And he said, "Who does that?" And I was like, "Everybody does that."
Everybody does it.
Anyway, very embarrassing. My roommates, yeah, not good.
I think you're the only one that does that. I don't know. You clean your
especially the shower.
Yes. I am shocked by this. Why would you want to like accidentally get chemicals and stuff all over your body? Like the particles as you're spraying things.
Women don't want chemicals all over their clothing.
Yeah.
Oh, you'd rather have it on your skin.
Yes. You clean it naked, and then you shower afterwards.
I had no idea. How come nobody told my wife this?
This is how it works. Yet my roommate thought it was crazy. So thank you. I thought this was normal.
No.
Oh, absolutely.
Apparently, between you two, Melody and Katie, this is normal. So
I love that.
If you're listening, honey.
You're doing it wrong.
Clean the shower today.
Lock the door first.
No, don't. Here comes the tickle monster.
You missed a spot.
Melody, thank you for the laughs today. You're a rock star.
That's good.
Thanks. All right. Bye.
All right. Bye,
Melody.
Bye, Nathan. Here's Jamie. Hi, Jamie.
Hello, everyone.
Good morning, sir. All right. What's your naked story?
Well, in high school, I had a flower lunch, and I went to my college girlfriend's house. I didn't notice her mom's car there. Just say we were playing games, and I was walking out of her room naked, and across from her room is her mother's room, whom I didn't know she sleeps naked. Oh, so not only was I caught naked, I caught her mom.
No! Did you guys embrace and start kissing?
No, there was like a five, like we sat there for about a good, I want to say 5 seconds staring at each other. I was just shocked. And she was shocked. And the crazy thing, it was never brought up, ever spoken of, like it never happened.
That's probably for the best, right? You don't want your girlfriend's mom being like, "Hey, remember that time I saw your wiener?"
You know, it could have been much worse. Like, what were you doing?
Right,
that kind of stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
I think she knew. Jamie?
Yeah.
What are the chances, man? Now,
what are the chances?
Funny,
and,
Jamie.
Man, you live dangerously with mom in the next room.
No, yeah.
Playing games.
Well, I knew, but I didn't know.
All right.
but now, Jamie. I know.
Now you know. Everybody knows now. Jamie, thank you for the laughs. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye. Bye. All right. Let's do one more. Hi, Amberly.
Hi. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you. Tell us your naked story.
Well, I was coming out of the shower and going into my bedroom to get my underwear, and I did not realize that my 5-year-old had decided to put my shades all the way up, and the lawn guys were working outside.
Yeah! Yes! Best day ever for those lawn guys.
Yeah, no. I didn't notice until I was bent over putting my underwear on.
No. They got the money shot.
They did. And then money they mowed your lawn every day that next week. They came back every day.
You had the best looking lawn in the neighborhood, Amberly. Going to aerate that ass.
Yeah.
Thank you for all the calls and comments today, you guys. You crack us up.
Ooh.
You know who was going boom, boom, boom last night?
Those Colorado Avalanche.
Them abs. You thought I was going to say your mom, right?
I was waiting.
No, the sports hockey team did pretty good, right?
That sports hockey team crushed it last night, which is totally anticlimactic to what we thought it was going to be. Right 30 seconds into the game, the Wild were starting to score goals.
I mean,
30 seconds in, Ball Arena gets super quiet. Wild put up 3 quick goals within like 3 minutes of each other. And you're just sitting there like, what just happened? Like, the fans were like, we just got to our seats. What is going on? It's a Wild thing going on. And then, slowly throughout the game, Avs clawing back, second period, making some momentum. Third period comes, they get a couple goals with 1:30 left in the game. Nathan MacKinnon ties the game.
Mac.
And this call and Ball Arena goes nuts.
Stages.
Waitress. Shot.
I mean,
it sounds like the guy behind you when the light turns green and you're not paying attention, right?
They got excited for that game winner.
The crowd pop was unbelievable. I actually had the chance to go to that game. A perk about this job is sometimes you can get tickets to go to events and things like that. And I was able to go to the game last night, and I was in the last row. Like, I did not realize how many stairs Ball Arena has.
Yeah.
Unreal. I mean, so I wanted to make sure that I was beating the crowd up the stairs, and the escalators were so packed. I was like, I'm not taking those. I'm in good shape. I can run up the stairs. I run up the stairs, and I end up in the last row. Like, I can touch the ceiling with my hand.
Been there.
I am in the last row of Ball Arena, and it was an unreal atmosphere. That crowd pop was awesome. I got to sit next to this adorable little girl named Willow, and she started off so sad because the Avs started off so poorly. She started crying at one point. I mean, it's just so cute to see her, like, heart and soul in this game. She had her little hockey jersey on. She was a little Mighty Mite, had her hockey jersey on, her Avs hat, and this ice cream cup that is a goalie mask. So she's set. She's
That's
ready to
cute.
Go. Adorable. The entire game, she's sad. They're not doing well. She's shouting, come on, guys, let's go. And she is, at the end of the game, elated. She's so happy. She ends up hugging me. I'm like, all right, Willow, sounds good.
Willow.
Let's hug and high five. She drew me a little picture of Cale Makar. Willow, I will keep that for the rest of my life. It was so cute. And to see her excited was awesome.
They're taking on the Golden Knights or the Ducks next. Is that right? Am I correct on that?
Whoever wins. So the Golden Knights are up 3-2 right now. They could win tonight, and then they'll take on the Golden Knights.
I want to take on the Ducks, though.
I want to do the Ducks, too.
I do, too.
Just because of, Emilio Estevez.
Because of the movie.
Well, Ducks Fly Together. Yeah.
Gordon Pompey.
Quack. Quack. No, we can't be here for the Ducks. We're here for the Avs. Avs, go.
Rumor on the streets is they've already beat all the hardest teams, and this essentially is just they've clinched the Stanley Cup.
Okay.
Am I right?
Whoa.
Am I not allowed to talk
about
that?
No. Dude.
You can't say that. No, you just
superstition.
Have to hope.
Come on.
You guys.
Knock on wood.
Yeah.
You can't say that because I've heard a lot of people already say that they've won the Stanley Cup.
Come on, you want one of those shiny rings again, Jared.
Shush. Go hockey sports.
Go sports.
Yeah, you did good, guys. You did real good. I'm sorry, parents. I'm sorry, but Netflix announced yesterday that they're going on a global concert tour with the K-pop Demon Hunters. I'm sorry. You get more K-pop Demon Hunters.
Global, huh?
Global.
Okay.
I guess they're still thinking that's a pretty solid franchise.
Okay.
I know any parent I talk to, they're like, oh my God, no more K-pop Demon Hunters, please.
I know. I just feel like I heard the collective sigh of all the parents in Parker.
<I'm>
like,
no!
Is that what I heard?
No. Nick Cannon is going to have a new Netflix docuseries. It's going to follow him around, documenting his life raising 12 children with 6 different mothers while managing his entertainment career. Somebody put a lock on that guy's zipper.
Yeah, I thought he really made it when he married Mariah Carey, but he just kept going, didn't he?
Not going to lie.
He kept going.
Like, I kind of want to watch it.
I do.
Just to kind of see. I mean, that is a situation, right?
It
12
is.
Children, 6 different ladies.
Well, Josh was telling us about the video where he can't even name all of his kids. So
he
it's
struggled.
Like, yeah, that's
he struggled.
Hilarious.
Forgot number 7 and 8 up there.
Kitty, what's going on locally?
Okay, so the Cybertruck that crashed into a preschool yesterday, right here in Lone Tree, actually, caused a big fire, and they're finding out that it was a grandparent.
Oh, no!
I know.
And when I saw that, I was like, is this a terrorism?
Yeah.
Is this a drunk?
Well,
is this?
And the Cybertrucks, like, they kind of go into flames almost immediately sometimes, so it's like the pictures were quite shocking. And so, yeah, to find out that it was a grandparent who accidentally drove
into
the building.
I'm just here to get my grandson.
Yeah. But, well, the two kiddos were in the car when it happened.
Oh,
everyone is okay. Like, everyone is okay.
But
so that is the good news. But the update on
Gammy,
that story.
Pop, no.
Goodness. This guy tried to break into Copper Mountain and ski. His story is nuts. So homie walked into the resort, right? Tried going up the hill. And the ski patrol folks were like, hey, guy, we're closed. Like, the moose out front should have told you, right? And he went up anyway, like, completely disregarded what they said. So they called the cops, the ski patrol, and then they had to track down the guy using a snowmobile with the deputy on the back and everything. So quite the crime busters. And then the sinning skier was caught when he came down the mountain, but he was still uncooperative. So can you believe this guy?
What's wrong with him?
My goodness. Rich people problems. But he was issued a court summons, and he has to pay like $1,000 fine. I feel like it should be a little more steep.
It's a slap on the wrist, yeah.
This guy broke into Copper Mountain and tried to ski, but what do I know?
That's
what
a guy that loves skiing right there,
sure,
huh?
He does. And then Colorado, the second best state for animals. So we are praised for our high rates of pet ownership and robust animal protection laws. But what I really liked is 86% of our rental listings, so houses for rent, apartments for rent, townhomes, 86% of them are animal friendly. And that says a lot because no other state in the country is like that. So we really do love our little furry friends.
That's good.
Look at us go.
Does that mean landlords just love that pet deposit? I was a landlord at one time. I had a place I rented out.
You know
what? I enjoyed that extra $1,000 pet deposit because I knew at the end I'd be like, I see a couple spots.
Well, exactly. You are going to keep that money no matter what. And
you will have to clean the carpets. That's, I mean, truly, you will use it.
Yeah, I think that.
And you should always book zero res when doing that.
There you go.
I just made $1,000. Look at that.
There you go. There's your Mile High Hut, Jared.
There you go, guys. You are up to date on everything trending with JKJ at Mix 100.
She's got the mic, the moxie, and a brain full of Dr. Phil reruns.
She's on me like a duck on a June bug.
But can you take down Katie in pop culture smackdown?
This is Katie Crush.
It is time to play Katie Crush. We've got Sarah on the line who made it through. Hi, Sarah. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
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 Sarah, tell us who you are and tell us all about you. We want to know all the details.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm in Castle Rock. I'm a mom. I have 3 boys, and we just moved here from Arizona.
Oh, well, right
welcome.
On.
Welcome.
Welcome aboard. Yes. Do you want to give your boys a shout out?
Oh, I have Grant, Pierce, and Hayes.
Nice.
Hey, guys.
Some solid boy names there.
Yeah.
So, do you work or you just stay at home mama bear?
Right now, stay-at-home mom, but also a speech therapist, so
nice.
Looking for a job.
Okay.
Well, good for you. That's good work. I actually thought about becoming a speech therapist before I got into radio, so.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
Well, what's for dinner tonight?
Oh, I don't know. Good question.
We're not there yet, Jeremy. Okay. We're not there.
All right, never
mind. Good morning.
Sloppy Joe's. I always divert to Sloppy Joe's.
It's a good pick.
Sarah, I'm going to give you and Katie the same 5 questions. Best out of 5 wins. Ties go to Katie because she's a diva. Do you like to say anything
yeah,
before you leave?
Sarah, you don't need to know dinner yet, but you got to bring your A game, okay? Because I'm going to bring mine.
All right.
Okay.
Boom.
All right, good.
All right, Katie, get out of the studio. Get out of here. We got things to do. We got business to take care of. All right, Sarah, she goes into a little soundproof room where she can't hear anything, and I come up with the questions so there's no cheating. And we'll find out if you're right or wrong once we bring her back in the studio. So here is your first question for Katie Crush. What dance craze was ranked the best dance fad of the 90s? What was the best dance craze?
Oh, the Macarena?
All right, I'll put you down for that. Here's your second question. What NBC singing competition is country singer Riley Green joining as the coach?
Oh, I'm going to guess The Voice.
Are you in love with Riley Green?
I mean, pretty good.
I know, right? Damn him for being so good looking. Here's your third question. What 1990s comic strip featured a fictional cereal called Chocolate Frosted Sugar Bombs? What was the comic strip?
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh, it's the tiger and the boy. Calvin and Hobbes?
The Tiger and the Boy. All right, I'll put you down for Calvin and Hobbes. Chocolate Frosted Sugar Bombs. Okay, here's your fourth question. What was the name of the fake band in the movie That Thing You Do?
Oh, my gosh.
I love her
love
reaction.
That movie. The Wonders or the Oneaters?
Which one are you going with?
The Wonders.
The Wonders? The Tom Hanks movie. That's a damn good movie. All right, here is your fifth and final question. Who does the voice of Shrek?
Oh, Mike Myers.
Boom. All right, let's get Katie back in here. Hey, get in here. She can see through the window in the other room, so come here. Hey, there she is.
Hi.
Are you ready to do your thing?
I am so ready. Let's go.
All right, let's find out how you guys do. Katie, what dance craze was ranked the best fad of the 90s?
Was it the Macarena? Yay!
Boom!
Yay! You got it right, too. Yay!
Did she?
Yay!
Yay! Okay, starting off strong, I like it.
Yeah. What NBC singing competition show is country singer Riley Green joining as the coach?
Ooh, that's how they got me back in. It's The Voice. Oh.
Guess what, Sarah? You said The Voice, too.
Yay! Oh, killing it.
Killing it. How about that Riley Green, huh?
I love him.
I think I've got the biggest crush on him.
I want him to be on my team.
Katie.
I like it.
Oh, yeah. Ladies, settle down. Ladies, ladies. Which 1990s comic strip featured a fictional cereal called Chocolate Frosted Sugar Bombs?
Oh, I don't. That's a. I'm just going to say Baby Blues. That's the comic I named my daughter after, so I just don't know.
No.
Oh, what is it?
The Kid and the Tiger, Sarah.
Yeah.
Oh, Calvin and Hobbes. Son of a biscuit.
Oh,
I should have known that one. Did Sarah got it right, though?
Yeah, she got it right.
Sarah. Look at you.
Fourth question. What was the name of the fake band in the movie That Thing You Do with Tom Hanks?
Oh, I have.
Yeah, Doc.
The chickens? I have no idea.
The chickens?
I don't know.
Did Sarah just go, what? No, it's not the chickens. Sarah, what was it?
The Wonders.
Oh, I never would have got that right.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Sarah, you are killing
it.
Holy.
Okay. Katie, I bet you know this one. Who was the voice, or who does the voice of Shrek?
Well, that was Mike Myers. I don't think it matters, though. I think Sarah.
Sarah, you also said Mike Myers. She went 5 for 5
Sarah!
Today. That is the definition of crushing.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
You batting 1,000. That is impressive.
You crushed Katie all day long.
You sure did.
Arizona girl came to play.
Woohoo! Sarah.
Sarah, well done. You have officially crushed Katie today. I'm going to put you back on hold, and we'll come back and tell you all about your prize. Congratulations.
Woo-hoo! Thank you.
It was very nice meeting you. Thanks for having us on in the morning, and we will do it again tomorrow morning with Jeremy, Katie, Josh here at Mix.